Well, as an environmental consultant, I thought it would be useful to use that expertise for the benefit of the local community. When it's finished, we should see a lot more wildlife. It'd be more wildlife friendly, it'd be more habitat diversity. It'll be properly managed. I mean, the key thing about it is the management of the water gun. We've done a lot of work on how much it's been used up by different people, and we've had the bat walk, and we found out how many bats were there, and things like that. I think once it starts to be completed, we're going to get more work involved in doing that, and also in the maintenance, and helping with the maintenance, what's there. And what's in the bird boxes? We've got all these bird boxes up. We need to know, are they being used? Somebody needs to go down and have a look, see what's in and out of them, which is all part of the sort of environmental. Then we say, oh, have you seen there's house sparrows up in that box, or tree sparrows, or robins, or whatever. Come and have a look at them, you know, take people around. We're using the echo sounding device that we've got to convert the signals. I think we've found about three different species present there. And I think the bat experts have come down and said there's about maybe four or five. So, yeah, it's quite a few. And what's interesting, of course, is they may not be living anywhere near the gardens. They could be travelling up to two or three miles away. But that is along that water course is a feeding area. It's where all the insects are. And hopefully, if we improve the quality of the water flow, we'll get more insects. We obviously want plants that are going to attract the insects, that will fly at the height that the bats will feed at. Where they feed over the water, the problem will be that most of the river fly that you get breeds in the gravels. Unless there's a gravel area within the garden, I don't know whether we can create one at the top end by the mound, then you won't have many river fly there because there's no breeding point. But again, it's just looking at biodiversity within the park itself. Are there any areas where within the water flow we need to create some sort of habitats? We're talking about putting in fish ladders to encourage the fish to go up, but they're not going to come up through there if there's no food for them. If it's sterile. I don't know what those pike that they found in the film were feeding on. Must be feeding on, maybe they're eating baby crayfish. there were some big black ones that they had. I think that's the American one, isn't it? Yeah. What I would hope to see is that the actual maintenance is more wildlife friendly.